Yeah.
It's not running. Engine's on.
Yes, it is.
Appointment tomorrow.
Say, oh yeah, that's.
Make it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Orville City Council meeting for September 16th. Thank you for attending tonight. This evening will be led in prayer by Pastor Chuck Davis. Stand please.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful, so thankful for this awesome day that you've given us, the beautiful weather. Thank you for what we see around our community, Lord. We see the progress. We see businesses that are thriving. We're thankful for leadership with vision. For without vision, the people perish. So, Lord, we're grateful for vision and visionaries. And as they meet together tonight, I pray for guidance and for wisdom in each of their lives. Lord God, thank you for the commitment they've made to serve the people. And we pray now that you would bless them through this time. I pray their families would be blessed as a result. Continue to bless the businesses as they walk in fellowship with you. Again, thank you for this beautiful community. Pray your blessing on everything that's said and done now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Have a roll call, please.
Shoup.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Ms. Bears Jr.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Ms. Bears Sr.
Here.
Corkman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes from our last meeting on September 3rd. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Yes, sir.
Well, they are approved as submitted.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Corkman.
Wilson.
Abstain.
Ms. Bears Jr.
Abstain.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Ms. Bears Sr.
Yes.
Yes.
Corkman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shoup.
Yes.
We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. So we'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Espera.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do not have a report this evening.
Thank you. Move to utilities, Mr. Corkman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has no report tonight.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Espera.
Thank you, Mr. President. Continuing the trend, I have no report tonight.
Okay, thank you. And Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report from Parks and Recreation.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Shoup.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no information this evening for you.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ditto the rest.
Thank you. Ordinance and Personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, and I have no report.
Thank you. There are no special committee reports this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just two items tonight. One, I mentioned at our last council meeting about a project out front of City Hall, and not a lot has happened the last week or so. We are at a point now where we're waiting for the delivery of what will go on that pedestal out there. And so when that gets here, which should be sometime in the next few days, we hope, then our service department will continue with that project, and I think within a few days after we get it, it should be up. We do have a date set for a dedication for that, and that's going to be October 17th, and that's going to be at 12:30 p.m. So I know if you work out of town, that would be difficult, but if you are in town and can get away during lunch for a little bit, it'll be a half-hour program, service, ceremony, I guess. But it would be nice to have as many people there as we can have to see the dedication of that. It's going to be very nice. The other item I wanted to mention tonight is just that we have been super fortunate over, I don't know how many years, to have Andrew Knode do our recording for us from Armstrong, and he's going to be leaving soon here to take a different job, and we certainly appreciate all the years. You've gone through lots of council meetings with us here, along with lots of other events in Oroville, and we certainly appreciate all that you've done for us. So I think we could give him a round of applause. And we have Jared here taking over, learning the ropes of the recording business, right? Okay, good. Good to have you here. Thank you. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Mayor. We'll move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'll get right to the news everyone's been waiting on. The OPWC West High Street project actually did start today. You didn't see anything, just some mobilization today. Tomorrow's when everything gets going full steam. West High Street will be closed from the railroad tracks to Main Street, including the intersection of North Vine and West High. The railroad will be working on the crossing. The contractor will start on the concrete. There'll be a lot going on in that section. If you can avoid it at all, any way, please do. We urge you to avoid it, in fact. There will be detour signs throughout so that you can still get to local businesses. You will still be able to get to the bank and the CVS from Main Street to High, so that section will still be open. And you'll still be able to get to Dairy Queen, of course, on the other side of the tracks coming from West High heading east. So there will still be plenty of access in various ways to get to the businesses you need to get to. So, but we do urge you to avoid that intersection if at all possible. Also, East Pine Street is now open. If you haven't got a chance to drive it, it's beautiful. Came out really good. The project went very well. And I think it's going to be a nice addition for our local businesses in that area. The bike trail is also finished, so that project is wrapped up. It started late last fall, so they did work most of this year as well to get that completed. They are working on a date for the dedication, and the date it's next Monday, actually, September 23rd. So I'll get that information over to you. I'll forward that to you via email. Asphalt streets are scheduled to get wrapped up this week as well, weather permitting. That just a reminder is North Prime Hill, South Elm, Magnolia, and Beaver. And that's my report for tonight.
Thank you. Question, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wheeler, I noticed that we've done some of the striping and stuff downtown and on the new section there around the Pine Street extension and that.
Correct.
But I did notice the rest of South Main Street that we had resurfaced last year, the paint is almost gone on that section already from last year. Was that a temporary last fall, or?
That was not, but we'll see if we can get ODOT to get the contractor back out here. That it should last a season at least, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see if with that we can get that done within the contract.
That might
That's
be
a good
well.
Idea.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. We'll move to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of brief items. My bi-monthly reminder concerning natural gas. You should be getting some brochures in the mail from new potential new suppliers, maybe some information from your current suppliers. Just a reminder that the city's natural gas aggregation program continues through the balance of this year, all the way through October of 2020. That rate is currently $3.39 an MCF. There are 80 other providers of natural gas in the state of Ohio. So if you go to their website, www.energychoice.ohio.gov, or you go to the Orville Utilities website, there is a lot more information concerning what you need to do there. I just bring that to your attention because you'll be getting a lot of information. Customers will be getting a lot of information in the mail over the next 4 weeks. Those programs generally run from the end of October through a year. There are a number, there's probably about a dozen providers out there that have fixed one-year contracts that are at this current rate or even below. But you do need to kind of read some of the details in there. Some of those have promotional offers included with them. Some of them have some switching fees for it, and why people would really want to switch mid-contract is really not real beneficial. The natural gas market doesn't see a lot of volatility unless you're on one of these month-to-month programs. So if you're interested in the fixed deal, there's a lot of good deals out there. Natural gas prices are a little bit lower this year than last year. So it just kind of depends on what your appetite is. But read all the information there. And again, if you have any questions on how the program works, give our office a call. Visit our website, and we'll guide you through that process. If you don't know who your natural gas provider is, look on your Dominion natural gas bill, and your gas provider will be denoted there, and their name will all be in capital letters. The only other item I have is just an update on House Bill 6. They've got some great commercials on TV about the Chinese coming into town, looking to take over Ohio's utilities and all that sort of stuff. All that I can say on that is the bill as it stands today, and this hasn't changed since the governor put the bill into place, it does not have any impact on our customers. So that's just one thing to keep in mind. The second thing is the bill preserves a lot of the programs that were important to our customers, some of the credits, some of the renewable programs that involve some of our renewable projects, our solar project and our hydro projects are protected underneath that. I'm not a big fan of corporate bailouts, but the bill doesn't have any harm on Orville Utilities customers. If I would have to make a decision myself, when the petition came around for signature, you know, there was no harm. If that bill gets reopened or remanded back to the legislature again, we'll have to start this whole song and dance process again, and hopefully kind of fight for a lot of the progress that we made in that bill. So we're okay with it as it is right now. Again, no impact on our customers. The one thing I could probably say again, the commercials themselves are very one-sided. They're very misleading. I'm pretty safe in saying that China is not going to come in and take over Ohio's energy solutions in the state of Ohio for quite a long time. If anybody has any questions on that, I'd be happy to answer that. There's a lot of information out on the website for you that you can quickly discern the facts for yourself. But the only people that are getting any benefit out of this are the advertising companies, I think. So we're just kind of continuing monitoring that. Nothing will get done unless there's some action as a result of voting come this November. So other than that, that's all I have tonight, Mr. President.
Yes, sir. Mr. Bringer, going back to the natural gas aggregation program, I think if a lot of people might be saying, well, why is our program more expensive than several others out there? We need to remember we're in the second year of a two-year contract, right? It was that price guaranteed for 2 years, which when we took that price, that was a really pretty good deal. There was only maybe one that was better at that time. Yeah. So, again, it's down pretty low to begin with. Again, as Mr. Brettinger said, if you choose to go ahead and pick another one, you can, but just remember we're on the second year of a two-year deal for that one. So,
and there aren't any penalties to switch off of the city's aggregation program. So if you're thinking about doing it, and we have no benefits by individual customers being associated with this. It's an opportunity for the community to harness some buying power. And a lot really depends on the market when you're going out shopping for those prices. As the mayor indicated, last year when we secured this deal, natural gas prices were ticking up slightly, and at the time that AMP closed on the price, there were only two providers that were offering prices slightly lower than ours at that time. So it's a timing thing. Natural gas prices, for the most part, are... We're kind of past a lot of the volatility issues that we had 5-10 years or so ago. They're very stable. They'll have their months when they're up and down, things along that line. But most of your 12-month or 24-month deals are comparable. There's quite a few on that list that are, you know, $2 an MCF higher too. So, but they're fixed out for longer periods of time. So it's, you know, it depends what you're interested in. You can sign up and play the market on a month-to-month basis. There's 3-month deal, 6-month deal, 12-month, 18-month, 36-month offers out there. It just depends where your appetite is at. But if you're looking for something kind of steady, doesn't change, you know what your energy costs are going to be for a fixed period of time. There's, you know, this is a good time to be shopping around before Mother Nature hints around about getting cold or anything like that. So, good points.
We're ending the second year.
We're in the second year.
So,
yes.
And that ends
November. That'll end October 31st of 2020. Right.
Okay.
Right. Started in 2018. Continued 2019, 2020.
Okay. So you mentioned there's no benefit to selecting to Warville to selecting the aggregate supply. Is there a minimum? That, in other words, if you don't get enough signing up, is there a minimum that they
No, that hasn't. Of all the communities that AMP runs these aggregation programs for, there are no minimum community participation levels, and you know it just varies from year to year on pricing, the number of offers. Sometimes the promotional items are very intriguing. Some of them come with discounts. Some of them give you prepaid Visa cards. So people just kind of follow those. But no, there's no rebates that our community receives as being part of natural gas program. It just oftentimes it's a timing thing. The first 3 or 4 years we were in this program, other suppliers couldn't touch it. It timing. We'll have a different conversation next year at this time, see what markets are at.
Okay, thanks. So.
Yes, sir. On the electrical issue, our Orville community, Orville customers, are they going to be paying the fees that give the bailout?
No. We don't. There are no fees. Our customers do not pay into any of the new programs that are included in House Bill 6. Those only apply to customers of the states for investor-owned utilities. Now the bailout, you know, for lack of better words, I'll call it for what it is that is directed specifically towards the majority of it is directed towards First Energy's 2 nuclear plants, but some of those subsidies go to fund 2 Ohio coal facilities that are jointly owned by a conglomerate of utilities. None of those ours. And some of that funding goes to support 6 solar projects that were already being earmarked to having some state subsidies applied to it. But no municipal customers are paying any fees to support any of those programs.
Okay, thanks for clarifying
That's the most important part, and that's what we fought so hard in our legislative visits at the state level and AMP and all of our lobbyists down there was to make sure that we were not sucked into that and some of the programs that provide some financial benefits that offer some recognition for our involvement in the solar projects and our hydro projects. Those were preserved. So a lot of those credits we receive from those existing programs are preserved in this, so we're okay from that perspective.
Thanks for clarifying.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Brittiger.
You're welcome.
We'll move to our finance director, Ms. Stremlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just have one item this evening: the July and August fund balance reports. Just like to take a few seconds to review a few of the funds that have negative net income. The first is the gas tax MVL. I just wanted to let council know, as you know, there was a motor vehicle fuel tax increase that was imposed several months ago. We did receive notification that those proceeds should start to arrive this month. We should be able to see the full impact of that revenue increase in December. There was a bit of a delay with that due to the various revenue sources and the calculations that are involved with that distribution. They estimate that we should receive approximately $200,000 more annually due to that increase. So we'll keep you posted as those revenues come in and see how close that estimate comes. Also, the solid waste and the utility funds, those are simply a timing issue with our billing cycles. And for the water and wastewater utility, that isn't the impact of the utility working capital transfer that was made earlier in the year. If you have any other questions about the reports, feel free to give me a call. And I would just ask for a motion to approve both of those reports subject to audit.
Yes, sir.
That income's up $4.2 million. I'll make that motion.
Thank you. I'll second it. Second by Mr. Larson.
Ms. Ferris Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Ferris Sr.?
Yes.
Borkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll now move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkwright.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. This evening, I have no report, but our clerk has an alley vacation to present. Hopefully all of you got that in your email and know what's going on there.
Yes, we have a request from Julie Deal Mullinax to have an alley vacated near her residence on Lenore. That needs to be referred to Planning Commission if there's no objections.
No questions? Okay, thank you. We'll now move to our old business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution 3719. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Esper Sr.?
Yes.
Borkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Esper Jr.?
Yes.
Resolution 3719. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into an agreement with the Ohio Director of Transportation for bridge inspection services and declaring an emergency.
Okay. Mr. Wheeler, you have anything for that? I mean, we heard it last meeting.
Yeah, just a quick synopsis. It's just a three-year extension of our bridge inspection agreement with the Ohio Department of Transportation. It is a free service that's provided by the state. It's been very effective. This would be our third three-year contract that started in 2014. And I do recommend approval. And I do ask that it be approved tonight. They're kind of pushing to get those put together before the end of September.
Okay. Any questions? No?
I move rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Ms. Bear Sr.?
Yes.
Borkman?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Bear Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
I move resolution 3719 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Borkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Ferris Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Ferris Sr.?
Yes.
Resolution 3819. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Ferris Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Ferris Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Resolution 3819. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to prepare and submit an application to participate in the Ohio Public Works Commission's State Capital Improvement Program for grant or loan funds and/or agreements as required to obtain said funds and declaring an emergency.
Anyone have any questions there? It's on second reading, so we talked about it last time.
Yeah, just a reminder that I do not plan on getting all the streets done that I've listed. Depending on the funding, we may do a try to get a majority of those done as part of the grant, and then maybe do an alternate bid if we have the capital funds available, and try to get them all done next year. But a majority of the we'll try to do a majority within the grant funds, but all we wouldn't be able to do all of those within the grant.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of the resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second. When I saw an arm go up over there, second, Mr. Chu. Can't see heads over there.
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
I move resolution 3819 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Ordinance D19. I move this ordinance be placed on second reading.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ordinance D19, an ordinance implementing sections 3735.65 through 3735.70 of the Ohio Revised Code, amending the boundaries of community reinvestment area in the city of Moorville and designating a housing officer to administer the program and creating a community reinvestment housing council and a tax incentive review council.
Okay, and this is one on second reading. Kristen, do you have anything new on this for us?
The only thing I would mention is that this gives us the availability to change some of the terms and percentages of our CRA agreements, but it does not guarantee that those new agreements would be at 100% for 15 years. And all agreements would come before council to be negotiated on a case-by-case basis.
Thank you.
I move the rules. Is there a question?
Yeah, just a quick question. I think I understand. Just to clarify, when you say on a case-by-case basis, Ms. Ensley, even if it falls within this legislation, you're saying if there's an applicant, it still would come to council?
Yes, every application is based on its own merits of investment levels and job creation or job retention, and then each and every agreement itself would come and be approved just like the enterprise zone agreements that we have with different companies and the CRAs that we have with different companies.
Okay, thank you.
Any others? How, Mr. Larson?
To move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
I move ordinance D19 be adopted as read.
Second. Mr. Wilson.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Resolution 3919. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Resolution 3919. Resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor.
Another one that we heard last meeting. Ms. Tremlin, do you have anything further for us?
I can just go over it quickly. This legislation is the result of submitting our 2020 budget to the Wayne County Budget Commission. After they approve the budget, they forward this legislation for council approval. It authorizes the county to levy and collect property tax for us. And it does need to be passed this evening so that we can meet the county's deadline.
Anyone have any questions or comments? Mr. Larson.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
I move Resolution 3919 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
That completes our old business for this evening. We'll now move to new business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution 4019. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Resolution 4019. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director of the City of Orrville, Ohio, to enter into an extension of a certain agreement with Kimball Recycling and Disposal Incorporated for trash and recycling pickup to the City of Orrville, Ohio.
Okay. Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. We entered into an agreement in 2014 with Kimball. It was a two-year agreement with a three-year extension, and that started the first of 2015. One of the goals of that agreement was to maintain our rate for a five-year period. Within that agreement, it also allowed for a one-year extension at the end of 2019. We have maintained the rates. I believe we can maintain the rates for 2020 as well. I think the finance director would agree we'll keep an eye on it, and if we need to make an adjustment, we will, but I'm fairly confident that we can do so within our fund balance that we have there. That would be a time period of 7 years without a rate increase for trash, which I would think would be unheard of, to be honest with you. I did send over some other rates in the local communities to you. We are the lowest rate in the area. Other than Worcester does charge lower, but they pay more and subsidize quite a bit more because their fund balance is in a position where they're able to do that. So we're very competitive. I know that Waste Management, you might have read some articles, are having some issues with service delivery over there. So I think it would be prudent on our behalf to extend the contract for one more year with Kimball, go out for bids next year. To be very honest, I think the bids will be higher next year as a result of not having any rate increase for 7 years. We will see some increases. As you can see, and hopefully on the email that I sent out, hopefully they'll see that their folks are paying more around us. Don't get me wrong, I definitely hope that they're lower, but I'm just not optimistic after talking to some of the other adjacent communities. The goal for tonight would be to maintain the rates for 2020 and continue the service with Kimball. I think Kimball has done a good job. They're definitely not perfect, and they won't claim to be either, but they have been responsive in the past and continue to be so. So my recommendation would be to continue on with them as our provider. Keep in mind, our rate is subsidized as well with grant funds through Solid Waste Management. So we always encourage our residents to recycle because it is one of those instances where it does pay back to us, and we would give some more discounts to our residents as a result of that. Be glad to answer any questions.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I really just want to make a couple comments. This piece of legislation is excellent, more from the history side of it. Because I remember when Mr. Wheeler and the mayor and the rest of the team administrator brought Kimball in here 5-6 years ago. We actually had containers in here, and we were looking at them. And I remember thinking, oh, wow, you know, this is a lot. But, you know, hindsight's 2020. We're voting on 2020. You look at this, and to me, it is an outstanding job. And you look back 5 years ago, and I think we made the right decision. And to sit here and look at, we might even pull it off, you know, another year without a rate increase is just fantastic. So thank you to you and your team.
Thank you.
Doing a good job over the last several years. But I support this 100%.
Yes, sir.
I have a few comments.
Sure.
Mr. Wheeler, I wanted to tell you that I appreciate you doing the homework and researching what the other cities in the local area are paying. That's very helpful to us. And I also wanted to kind of jump on board there too with Mr. Aspiris and say that, you know, I agree that Kimball hasn't been perfect, but I've called them on different occasions at the behest of constituents, and they've done the job. You know, they've taken care of problems. They've been very responsive. So I think this is a very good move to be able to extend this contract.
I agree.
Any other comments?
I want to note as yes, well that Kimball has one of their managers that actually lives in Oroville. So it helps us in regards that there's someone, one, that's always coming home every night. So one, they have to see if there's an issue, and two, they're representing the community as well, so that is helpful as well. And I would also be remiss that you thank the team, and Karen Flinter does an extensive amount of work for us on this. Whenever we have issues, she's the one who's oftentimes reaching out, and I just think that I don't get an opportunity many times to give her kudos, and this is definitely, she does a fantastic job handling these issues for us.
Anyone else?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of the resolution on 3 separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Aspiris Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Aspiris Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I move resolution 4019 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Chu.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Aspiris Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Aspiris Jr.?
Yes.
That completes our new business for this evening. Anyone have anything for the good of the order tonight? Yes, sir.
Just wanted to wish Andrew good luck on his new adventure.
And also, welcome, Jared. We'll be seeing more of you, I hope. Okay, thank you. One last item. Somebody's hand needs to go up. There you go, Mr. Parkman.
I'm moving
fast. You're moving, Aaron.
I'll say
we've got second, Mr. Aspiris Jr.
Aspiris Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Aspiris Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
I didn't hear you. What?
Hampshire?
Oh, yes.
Present.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting tonight. Our meeting's now adjourned.
I would love to.
Thank you, appreciate it. Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
Take it easy.
That's right.
It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
I kind of felt bad.
You see that one? Yeah.
But I got the updates. Thing 140.
I think that makes it five.
Three lost. They do a separate from Premier League as far as where the draw and loss is. 5-3-1 or 5-1-6.
If you're a friend, you get one free share of stock of their choosing. So, that's my better son that I for an hour. So if you added all of those off, So they're still trickling in. I didn't sit down for a list of computers, so that's a lot.
The one for Emily didn't seem sick. I don't think so.